All right, that was Adrian Belew with a song called The Lone Rhinoceros, as we shift into another edition of Talking Animals on 88.9 FM KUCI in Irvine. Streaming live on the internet, of course, as always, at KUCI.org. And UCI, of course, home, as we must point out for an animal show, of the Anteaters. I'm Duncan Strauss, and I'll be with you till 10 o'clock this morning with a program that's devoted to all subjects in the animal world. Right off the bat, I'd like to tell you that for the next hour or so, the best number to reach us, you can directly by phone at 949-824-5824, 949-UCI-KUCI, and I absolutely urge you to use that number. We love, love, love to get calls here at good old Talking Animals. You can also instant message us at, by way of AOL Instant Messenger, the screen name is Talking Animals. Other ways to be in touch include emailing us at talkinganimals@AOL.com and checking out our website, talkinganimals.net. Again, make no mistake, folks, it's .net. Also, before we move on, I want to thank Serena Sharp for another rip-snorting, rousing rendition of the Serena Sharp Show. And yes, we do love alliteration. Meanwhile, here at Talking Animals, primarily we strive to learn about animals and animal issues from our guests, from news items, from your calls, from assorted other sources. But we're also here each week to celebrate animals through music, comedy, and other means. We aim for a spirited balance of those elements, as you can readily glean, by visiting our nifty website, talkinganimals.net, where nearly every show we've ever broadcast is archived. And if you've visited the site, or you've heard the show in the past, you know that the heart of the program really is the interview we conduct each week with some notable inhabitant of some province of the animal world. Today our guest is Kinky Friedman, the singer-songwriter who, fronting his band the Texas Jew Boys, toured in the 70s with Bob Dylan's Rolling Thunder Review. More recently, he has worked as a prolific mystery novelist and is now running for governor of Texas. He's also a longtime animal advocate. He founded the Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch in Texas, and one key plank of his campaign platform is his opposition to declawing cats. In fact, he wants to make that illegal in Texas should he become elected. So we'll talk about animals and animal issues, his gubernatorial bid, and who knows what else when Kinky Friedman joins us in a few minutes here on Talking Animals. Meanwhile, it's time for our weekly look at items of interest in animal news, and I want to remind you of the phone number. Join us on the show with your own comments and questions about animals, not only this week's animal news items, but also any other animal topic that's on your mind. If you have an announcement, maybe there's a fundraiser or benefit for some animal group you're involved with, observations of the animal, of course, any news stories you might have spotted you think we should be talking about, all that would be most welcome. Again, the phone number is 949-824-5824. Turning now to interesting and or important developments recently in animal news. Typically, these are local, regional, national, sometimes international animal stories of note that seem important to spotlight, and with any luck to get your comments on and discuss. We also try to include a few announcements about upcoming events or activities that you may want to pencil in on your calendar. So having said that, that's right, wait for it, let's talk turkey, as it were. Produced, as always, by the Talking Animals award-winning Rip and Read News Department, let's jump right in. This comes from pets911.com, and starts off, it's a release from them, but some important things here, I think, this time of the year. Millions of Americans are packing their boxes, forwarding their mail, and loading up the car as they prepare to move into their next home as their traditional spring moving season begins. But as many look forward to new beginnings, the moving season too often marks the end for their pets, facing restrictive no pets allowed building rules and typically the high cost of transporting an animal. Many pets are abandoned to shelters, which, lacking space, turn to euthanization to stem the tide. Quote, May and June are the saddest times of the year because so many pets are abandoned by owners who can't or won't bring them to the new homes. It's Stacy Candela, executive director of pets911.com. Every year at this time, we see a tremendous spike in the number of dogs, cats, and other animals entering shelters nationwide. The good news is that the expanded functionality of pets911.com can help save pets' lives this moving season, including rental locator helps renters locate pet-friendly apartments and housing based on the zip code of their new destination. Shelter locator enables people looking to adopt pets to search by zip code, species, breed, age, and gender. The service has added more than 30,000 pictures of adoptable pets to its database to help prospective pet owners discover their new furry friends. Vet Locator allows pet owners to search a database of more than 6,000 veterinarians to help find a new vet after a move, and more. A public-private partnership, Pets91.com, is the nation's largest pet adoption portal. Through its location-based online tools and information, the organization helps the public search for adoptable pets and local shelters, locate vets and emergency clinics, recover lost pets, find spay-neuter programs, and identify no-kill shelters. So again, it's Pets91.com. On a lighter or warmer or cooler note, as case may be, got this from KATU News, Portland, Oregon, but it's actually Dateline, Granada Hills, California. A black bear trying to beat the heat wave in California by taking a swim in a backyard pool has been relocated unharmed to a wild area by animal control officers. Neighbors, firefighters, news crews, and animal control officers watched as the bear dog paddled around in a residential swimming pool. No one was injured or appeared to be threatened by the 150-pound bear. After getting in some laps, the bear was tranquilized and moved by firefighters and animal control officers. Parts of California and some southwestern states are enduring an early summer heat wave that has driven temperatures into triple digits in some areas. Bears and other forest animals have been known to sometimes slip into residential swimming pools located on the fringes of their habitat. And this comes from the Animal Planet website from May 26th. From shared custody battles to financial awards counted in tens of thousands of dollars after an operating table death, pet owners are multiplying U.S. civil trials on behalf of cats, dogs, and even canaries. Early this month, the Seattle, Washington court said that a cat devoured by a dog was worth $45,480 to Paula Romer, 71. The retiree said her neighbor sued her neighbor over the death of her companion of 12 years. Yofi, a black and white short-haired tomcat. The amount set a new record over the $39,000 awarded in February in California to the owner of a Labrador mix that died shortly after a veterinarian incorrectly diagnosed its disease. The court ordered reimbursement of $9,000 in medical expenses and a payment of $30,000 for the sentimental value of the dog. In Seattle, Yofi's sentimental value also brought $30,000 atop $15,000 for the emotional distress of Romer. The $480 covered the cost of cremation, said Romer's attorney, Adam Karp. Quote, this is the largest compensation I've ever heard of involving a household cat, and the highest when you consider the actual value of the animal. Said Karp, who teaches animal law at two law schools. Courts do not limit awards to acts of violence or medical errors. They also decide custody disputes of couples over the care of a house pet. Decisions may have handed down in Maryland, Texas, and New York, as well as in California. A two-year-old boxer named Marley is proving a bone of contention in the state of Washington. Ashley Wilson sued her former boyfriend Todd Templeton when he rejected shared custody. Karp, her attorney, won the case this month. My client got the dog, we just won, he told the reporter. Animal protection law is an area so important that about 40 universities have proposed specially tailored courses on the subject. In at least 25 of the 50 U.S. states, an animal may be named beneficiary of a trust fund created by its owner to meet its need should its owner pass away. Quote, previously, many people were embarrassed to bring such a case because they thought people would consider them foolish, overly sentimental, or they thought nobody would listen to them, Karp said. Often they would have trouble finding an attorney that wouldn't laugh at their case. Over the years, American courts have realized that we share our lives with dogs and cats, said Karp, who has handled 100 cases. However, no large awards for the death of an animal has so far been upheld on appeal, said lawyer Richard Cupp, who teaches at Pepperdine University in California. It goes on from there, but pretty interesting stuff in the world of animal law. All right, it's time for our mid-news animal quiz, and I think you know how this works, but let's quickly review. All right. It's a true-false question. If you are the first person to call in and correctly answer, you will have your choice of prizes. What kind of prizes, you may ask? Well, I have the answer right here. We got prizes ranging from the DVD featuring Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. We've got books, including Meatless Meals for Working People. We've got a book written by Shirley MacLaine, and it's a prize because it's co-written by her dog. It's called Out on a Leash. We've got CDs from previous guests. We've got cat toys, dog collars. We've got Talking Animals stuff. We've got Talking Animals T-shirts, Talking Animals sweatshirts, Talking Animals coffee mugs, and much, much more. T-shirts from other animal organizations, including Paws. So, you could choose one of those if you were the first person to call in correctly at 949-824-5824, 949-UCI-KUCI, with the correct answer. Keep that in mind, because that'll also hold true later when we play Name That Animal Tune. The same prizes are available for the first winner of that game. All right, here we go. True or false, the oldest elephant on record lived to be 77 years old. True or false, 949-824-5824, 949-UCI. KUCI. Continuing out the animal news, this came from the Toronto Globe and Mail, but really by way of AP. Car owners are covering their mirrors. It's actually Dateline for Sullivan, New York. You might have heard or read about this. Car owners are covering their mirrors in an attempt to outsmart a territorial woodpecker who apparently believes his reflection is an enemy. Tim Taylor, who owns Thruway Auto Glass, said he replaced 30 smashed mirrors last year and 18 already this year, all from cars of people who live in the area east of Syracuse, claimed by the bird as his territory. Ann Miller has had two mirrors on her Pontiac Grand Prix smashed and watched the bird attack her neighbor's Malibu. Quote, I told him to shoo. He did. Then he came right back and finished the job, the Madison County resident said. Instead of flying off, he walked across the windshield and did the passenger mirror. I was flabbergasted. Okay. Let's see. Here's actually something positive about Christina Aguilera. How about that, folks? This comes from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Grammy-winning pop singer Christina Aguilera loves animals. So she has donated $16,000 to make it easier for lost pets to be reunited with their owners. The former Marshall resident bought 40 microchip scanners to be placed in the patrol cars of the police departments of Cranberry, Pine Marshall, Bradford Woods, Ohio Township, McCandless, Franklin Park, and Richland. Scanners read identification numbers that are programmed onto tiny computer chips injected under the skins of dogs, cats, and other pets. I'm sure most people don't realize that a large percentage of our calls are animal-related, said Ohio Township Police Chief Norbert Miklos, one of the North Suburban officers who attended a news conference Friday announcing the donation. Aguilera was not there, but her mother, Shelley Kearns, who still lives in the area, came with her golden retriever, Bowser, to present the scanners at the news conference at Bradford Hills Veterinary Hospital in Marshall. Because of space and time constraints, we don't have a lot of options when we find animals without identification, Miklos said. We let dispatch know we have an animal and keep it in the cage at the station, but we can only keep it there for so long. Because of space and time constraints, we don't have a lot of options when we find animals without identification, Miklos said. We let dispatch know we have an animal and keep it in the cage at the station, but we can... Okay, that sounds familiar. If the owner does not come forward, the animal is killed, unfortunately. Having the scanners will be great. They will make our job easier and hopefully help us save a lot of lost pets and get them back to their owners quickly. Aguilera and her mother have 6 dogs, 2 cats, and 3 guinea pigs, which turns the Kearns household into a Noah's Ark when Aguilera visits, her mother said. Aguilera's 3 dogs, a bull mastiff named Coco and papillons named Chewy and Stinky, previously had microchips injected at Bradford Hills Veterinary Hospital. So, yay, Christina Aguilera, right? Okay, want to mention, as we do periodically here, the Animal Rescue Site. That is a website that you can go every day, and in fact, probably should. The website address is the Animal Rescue Site, SITE.com. And once you get there, there's a little section that comes up right away on the homepage. It says, it says feed an animal in need, and you simply click on that. And through an arrangement that they have with their corporate sponsors and advertisers, that releases funds to indeed help feed or care for abandoned, neglected animals in exchange for the advertising. So, again, it's the animalrescuesite.com. Seems really good. It's all been checked out. There's no downside or anything untoward about it. It's just all good and all helps our animal friends. So try to hit that every day if you can, the animalrescuesite.com. And I think lastly we're going to follow up a story that we did a couple weeks ago. Briefly, this is from the Times Wire report. A sole eatery trampled by elephants that escaped from a zoo last month is back in business and aiming to capitalize on the Pachyderm Pandemonium. The Korean barbecue restaurant, closed for a month for repairs, reopened with a new name. Restaurant Where Elephants Have Been. Owner Keek Takum said she used $18,000 in insurance money to remodel her eatery, The most popular item is the elephant set, 7 vegetable side dishes, and a hot soup. Quote, what can I say about the elephants? Thank you for causing the trouble. Well, that just might be right, Coombs said. I think that'll do it for today's edition of the Animal News. Of course, if there are any news stories or announcements of events you'd like to bring to our attention, please feel free to email us those items at talkinganimals@AOL.com. We'd also love to encourage you to email us with comments about the show, suggestions of featured guests, ideas about animal songs, animal comedy bits, any other animal topic that's on your mind. That email again is talkinganimals@AOL.com. And I'm pleased to remind you, perhaps redundantly, but what the heck, about the Talking Animals website. We hope you'll check out the site, talkinganimals.net. Again, it's .net. And when you're there, you'll hopefully sign up for the email list so we can keep you posted on upcoming guests and other announcements. You'll also find archives and synopses of all the shows, assorted photographs and articles, all kinds of links, other audio pieces, and more. So please stop by and take a look around the site. Again, it's talkinganimals.net. It's time now to step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which, as always, of course, involves animal-oriented comedy. This is Jeff Wayne with a piece called The Wolf, the Bear, and the Alligator on today's Comedy Corner here on KUCI.
So I get to the condo, I unpack, and I thought, well, I'm going to go out and take a walk and take a look at Alaska. Look outside, there's a wolf out there. I call the condo manager. Hey, there's a wolf out there.
Well, that's Ray.
What do I care what his name is? I didn't travel 2,000 miles to be on a first-name basis with a wolf.
Oh, he's a pet. Just call him to you.
This isn't the object of what my desire is. I'm afraid of this thing, so I stayed in the condo all that week because this pet wolf's out running around. I'm not tangling with a wolf. Volcanoes, hurricanes, I'm not Hercules. The next week, I'm in Fairbanks, Alaska. Now, this is incredible. Very small city. I can't wait to get out and look around. And the club manager tells me, now listen, don't go on the outskirts of town. There's bears. They'll attack you. What's happening here? He says, sometimes they come in this city and attack people. So this is terrible. So if one sees you, act like you're dead. I said, brother, I won't have to act. He'll just come over and sniff you for a little while. He's not going to be smelling me long, I'll tell you that. Said he's going to test to see if you're dead or not. He's going to take his paw and bang you in the chest a couple times, but don't make any noise. Do you know how big a bear's paw is? Cracking my ribs, make no noise? This is like being married. Oh. So he said, well, if you can't act like you're dead, then find a hill to run down. Now imagine this. You're out here. Here's a bear. And you're supposed to say, stop. Let me find a hill. I don't know the geography of this area. Why do I want to run down a hill? Well, the bear's front legs are shorter than his back legs, and he can't run down the hill. That's right. He'll roll and be waiting for me at the bottom. A month later, I'm in Miami, Florida, and I'm playing golf. We're next to a canal. I see this thing that looks like a log move. Uh-oh, watch out. I said, what is that? That looks like an alligator. The guy next to me, that's a gator. Keep your eye on that ball. I'm going to keep my eye on that alligator. Brother, that's a handicap right there. And none of these people seem that nervous about any of this. So I said to him, I said, well, I guess, you know, you're sort of comfortable because we can outrun that alligator. Oh, no, no, no. Alligator goes 35 miles an hour, fast as a man, knocks you over with the tail, grabs you with the teeth, drags you under the water, drowns you, and eats you for a couple days. I don't need this information. I came out a crappy golfer. Now I'm winding up a human snack bar. But if the alligator starts to run, I have to get zigzag because he can't see. That's it. Stop. His name is Ray. Run down the hill. It's over.
That was Jeff Wayne in the Comedy Corner with a piece called The Wolf, the Bear, and the Alligator, taken from his album, The Jeff Comedy Jam. Comedy Corner is, of course, one of the signature features of Talking Animals. I'm Duncan Strauss, and you're indeed listening to Talking Animals on KUCI, 88.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of California at Irvine. As many of you know, we also stream live on the internet at KUCI.org. Some of you, no doubt, are listening that very way, and some of you, perhaps, arrived through our score website, talkinganimals.net. Before we proceed, I'm obliged to remind you that the opinions and views expressed on Talking Animals are not necessarily those of KUCI, UC Irvine, or the University of California Board of Regents. Earlier in the show, I mentioned that our guest today is Kinky Friedman, the singer-songwriter who's running his band, the Texas Jew Boys, toured in the 70s with Bob Dylan's Rolling Thunder Review. More recently, has worked as a prolific mystery novelist and is now running for governor of Texas. He's also a longtime animal advocate. He founded the Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch in Texas, and one key plank of his campaign platform is his intent to make declawing cats illegal should he be elected. So we'll talk about animals and animal issues, his gubernatorial bid, and who knows what else as we welcome Kinky Friedman to Talking Animals. Kinky, are you there?
Hey, yeah, Duncan. How are you?
Very good. Thanks so much for joining us today on Talking Animals.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, thanks. And I gather you're in Vegas right now? Is that what I understood?
I'm in Vegas. Researching legalizing casino gambling.
Well,
in
what
Texas.
What better place to do it? It sounds like you're actually right at the tables, or at least it did a moment ago, or at least at a.
Well, I'm at the slots. That's
right.
What I play. I'm more of a purist.
I like it. Well, there's a lot to cover here. I'm not sure how much we can shoehorn in, because it sounds like your time is even more limited than we thought. But let's, given the focus of the show, I think we should jump right in with animals, and I want to, in a moment, delve into the Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch. But first, did you grow up with animals? Were you an animal lover from as a kid? Was this a lifelong love?
Of course. Anybody who doesn't grow up with animals is spiritually deprived, and that's a problem with a lot of folks these days, I'm afraid.
Really, yeah?
I grew up with dogs, and later in life discovered cats, and now just about any stray or abused animal that crosses my path, I think, is I take it as a sign from the Lord now. It's as close to God as you're going to get when you meet a stray animal.
Right. In fact, I think on your blog there was an entry that at one point even says, I've always felt that what we do when a stray spirit crosses our path, how we react to the hungry, homeless strangers, indubitably a measure of our own humanity. So it sounds like right in line with that thinking.
Indubitably.
Yeah. So did some of this kind of love for animals get fostered at the Echo Hills camp that your folks own and that you worked at, and I guess still work at as time permits even now?
Well, yeah, at Echo Hill Ranch, yes, it did. My folks brought me up right there out in the country, and of course, I wasn't working there. I'm a common man, not to be confused with a working man, Duncan.
I see. All right, make no mistake there. All right, cool.
I'm the Gandhi-like figure of Utopia Rescue Ranch. I don't do much work there. I'm kind of a Ronald Reagan pitch man for Utopia Rescue Ranch.
Well, it seems to be working. And so, okay, let's spend a few minutes talking about the rescue ranch. I mean, let's start at the beginning with the fateful drive, I think, with your dog Magoo, if I'm not mistaken, kind of is how this all began. Did it not?
Well, that's one way of looking at it is that I needed a babysitter for Mr. Magoo.
Right.
And I convinced cousin Nancy, Nancy Parker, who'd been recently widowed and moved to the hill country, would she take Mr. Magoo, and then I started bringing other animals over to her place in Utopia, and she pretty soon had a pretty large menagerie over there, and so large, in fact, that the neighbors, as will happen, complained and caused a lot of trouble, so we moved over to Echo Hill Ranch, where we have lots of room. And that was 6 years ago, and now Cousin Nancy and her new husband, Tony, run the place, and I think we've adopted, well, we're probably closing in on the 2,000th dog that we've adopted. We've also adopted horses, donkeys, goats, pigs. We will not part with our rooster, however. His name is Alfred Hitchcock. He crows precisely at noon every day.
Well, that's the kind of punctuality that we expect in a rooster, especially one that's going to stick around.
The very smart rooster.
That's
Robert
cool.
Hitchcock.
And how many animals at this point? So this was sounds like it officially was born, the Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch, about what, 6-7 years ago, something like that.
Yes, and I'd say it was probably not Mr. Magoo. It was Lucky, the cat who we found on the highway on the way to Kerrville.
Right, that's what I meant, because you were on you were with Magoo at the time, I believe. Yeah.
Some great white hunter had shot this little kitten, actually.
Yeah.
In the leg. And we had the leg amputated, and that's Lucky. Lucky's turned out to be just a beautiful, big, healthy cat, and kind of the spirit of Utopia. And we've, a lot of friends around the world have helped. Richard Pryor is one, and his wife Jennifer Lee have sent us a dog named Pryor that nobody in the neighborhood seemed to be able to take care of. He didn't like Californians very much. He does very well in Texas, though.
I see.
I don't know how to account for it.
Well, maybe that's just the change he needed, yeah. But, so Kinky, so basically, yeah, so there's, you rescue this cat and hand it off to Cousin Nancy Parker. She looks after it, and then pretty soon more and more people are sending animals there, and it kind of expands from there, and that's where I guess you relocated finally because of the complaints from the neighbors at the original site?
Yes, and I think anybody who gets into animal rescue, by the way, the website is utopiarescue.com. For anybody that's interested in starting their own animal shelter, but I warn you, it's very people will surprise you sometimes with their acts of kindness, but they will let you down. They are for the soup kitchen or the rescue ranch or the hospice or the leprosarium for unwed mothers, as long as it's not in their neighborhood.
Hmm.
And if you try to put it in their neighborhood, that's all they seem focused on. They want to serve free soup at the soup kitchen on Thanksgiving Day, but the rest of the time, they don't want to see what humanity is really all about.
Mm. So it's very selective humanitarianism, it sounds like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a difficult business. There's a lot of responsibility. These animals are the children, are really children, and it's kind of like a happy orphanage. So happy, I think, that when the animals are adopted, they're rather wistful, sad about leaving the place.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
I can't blame them. Yeah.
And how many animals and what kinds really occupy Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch at this point in 2005?
Well, we're mostly, I'd say we have more dogs than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
We may have 65, 70 dogs right now. Horses, about 30. Donkeys, 3. Pigs, about 11. And we've had some great success stories, though. That's always... Nancy names the dogs rather colorfully, so Al Gore was adopted. I just met his parents recently at some concert we did, Dwight Yoakam's show in Helotes, Texas.
Okay.
They came up to me, they said, we're Al Gore's parents. Al came from a very, very tough background, and now he's flying around on a private jet all over the country, and he's doing very well.
Wow, talking about moving up, that's great.
Yeah, Al Gore done very well for himself.
And the rescue ranch, we should hasten to point out, is no kill, I believe, right? So no animals...
Absolutely.
Yeah, never get euthanized there. They either stay there or they get adopted out, but they never get... never meet any other ugly fate.
That's right. It's a no-kill sanctuary, mm-hmm. And I believe that I can make Texas a no-kill state because I believe there's enough support for it. Way beyond the number of hunters and the number of, bikers and pot smokers and whatever other groups there are, and lesbians and NASCAR drivers, are animal lovers. There are more animal lovers than any of those groups.
Mm-hmm.
And if these people come out, and support the cause, we're going to have a very animal-friendly state, and we may have a no-kill state. Now, someone told me that Utah... already is a no-kill state. Is there any truth to that, do you know?
Well, there's a huge, huge, huge animal sanctuary that you might be aware of called Best Friends. Actually, it's Best Friends Animal Society now, but they run a gigantic, the biggest sanctuary probably in the country for animals, dogs, and other, cats, dogs, and other animals. And they're huge in the no-kill movement, and so I don't know if the state is actually no-kill, but it's probably darn close thanks to their efforts.
Yeah, and I think that I just think we need some common sense. That's kind of what my campaign is about. That musicians can better run the state than politicians.
Well, let's get into that one. So let me just remind our listeners, this is Talking Animals on KUCI. We're speaking with Kinky Friedman, singer-songwriter, mystery novelist, animal advocate, and candidate for governor of Texas. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a question for Kinky, please call us at 949-824-5824. All right, so we talked animals. At the risk of being redundant, let's talk politics. Not just any politics, mind you. But yes, you are running for governor. When did the idea of running for governor first enter your noggin there, Kinky?
Well, I guess the last gubernatorial race in Texas, where they spent $100 million for a job that only pays $100,000, and most Texans were turned off by this. They felt that the defenders of the Alamo did not die so we could have a choice between plastic or paper. That's never a very good choice in life.
No, it's not.
And we haven't had an independent on the ballot, Duncan, since 1859, when Sam Houston did it.
Wow.
It's been a long time between dreams.
Kinky, it looks like we have at least one call. Do you want to take a call from a listener?
Sure.
Hi, you're on the air live on KUCI's Talking Animals with Kinky Friedman.
Great, thanks a lot. Hey, Kinky, I was curious. You said you're running on a no-kill platform in Texas. Does that include outlawing hunting?
At this point, outlawing hunting would be like outlawing football. It would
no
be
kidding.
Or the death penalty. Texas loves the death penalty, football,
yeah.
and hunting, to the point where you probably couldn't campaign successfully on those things.
No, man, I think you'd have a better chance of getting shot than getting elected.
But then again, this is not a political campaign. It's a spiritual one.
Right.
And as my campaign spiritual advisor, Billy Joe Shaver, says, if you don't love Jesus, go to hell. And I point out that Jesus Christ, Martin Luther King, and Gandhi are some of the men who gave us our values today that we often talk about. And these men all died broke. And they certainly wouldn't have spent $100 million on an election. So it is a spiritual sort of a deal. And believe me, Texas is a very progressive state, and I'm going to prove it.
Well,
the first thing we've got to do, we've got to get on the ballot in March 06.
Okay. I will tell everybody I know in Texas to vote for you. I'm not willing to move there to vote for you, but you got my support.
50,000 signatures is what we need, all collected within 2 months after the primaries in March 06. And we get on the ballot, then I think you'll hear that loud sucking sound that Ross Perot described. This will be the Republicans and Democrats coming over to our side.
Well, I wish you well.
Well, thank you very much, and may the God of your choice bless you.
And thank you, brother. Bye.
Thanks for the call. Hey, Kinky?
Yes.
There's a bunch of stuff we want to talk about your race and your platform, but I know one of the kind of key planks of your platform, in fact, one of the few things so far I've been able to track down as a specific issue of yours, is your intent to make decline cats illegal in Texas.
Right, that's
and,
correct.
And I actually happened to have, while you were speaking with the other caller, Dr. Jennifer Conrad called in. I don't know if you're familiar with the PAW Project in California, but they were largely responsible for making decline cats illegal in California as of the first of this year. Would you like to, I'm going to put her on the air with you right now if you'd like.
Great, yeah.
Dr. Conrad?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you're on the air with Kinky Friedman. It's Talking Animals live on KUCI.
Hi, Kinky.
Hey, Doc. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, we're very excited to hear about your platform of no declawing of cats in Texas, and we wanted to wish you good luck in your campaign, and we also wanted to tell you that we hope that you will run for president afterwards.
Well, president is too hard.
Oh.
Governor is just about right. You know, it's like kind of being the judge of a chili cook-off or something like that. The governor of Texas is not as powerful as the governor of California, but you know, he doesn't do much heavy lifting, but he still should do some spiritual lifting. And if we can do as well as you guys have in that declawing area, that's a real big step. But then again, as we say, every journey of 1,000 miles begins with a cash advance. You know, we need some help. We need it to be a financial pleasure. And I guess California and Texas and New York are the most seminal, important states in the country in a lot of ways. And what we do affects the country and the world.
Well, we're behind you 100%, and if we can help at all, we will.
Well, thanks. Now, California has the statewide has no declawing, huh?
Has no declawing of big cats, of exotic cats.
Oh, exotic cats, right.
But the veterinarians fought us too much for the domestic cats.
Now, the domestic cats, we haven't passed that yet. Or you think that's not the way to go, or what?
Oh, I absolutely think that we should outlaw it throughout the whole country. That's why I was hoping you'd be president. But it's the veterinary societies that are fighting to keep that revenue source.
Yeah, Dr. Conrad, do you want to take just one quick second, just talk about like a recent example, with or without identifying the name, it's up to you, of someone who's very pro-declawing and why financially it's such a boon to his practice, or at least just a general example of why it's such a tough fight to get domestic cat declawing issue passed?
Well, we recently did the math, and we found out that the average declaw for a domestic cat takes about 11 minutes. So veterinarians are earning about $1,200 an hour to declaw cats, so that's why they don't want to give it up.
Well, that's a shame. The only currency I'm interested in is the coin of the spirit, you know. And I think these are human issues you're talking about. I mean, even though they involve animals, they're people that care about humanity, And this sweeps over into a whole lot of other areas. Gay marriage, for instance, you know, I support gay marriage. I think they have every right to be just as miserable as the rest of us. And I'm looking for a place above politics where we can have some spirituality and some common sense. And common sense tells me, as human beings, not to declaw a cat. And to hell with the furniture. I mean, if somebody is that concerned about it, they shouldn't have a cat. Because cats are, as you know, a blessing in this world. I mean, a cat's love is... That's why dictators hate cats. They all hate cats. All dictators hate cats.
Have you been able to have you been able to document that? I didn't realize that all dictators
hate
cats.
Yes, I have a... Well, you know, I don't have an internet or the computer. I don't use those things.
Right, yeah.
I think they're the work of Satan.
Sure.
But
although there is a website...
If I could get somebody to check on that, they would find... I know that Hitler hated cats. I know that Napoleon hated cats. And I know that Alexander the Great hated cats. Now, if we could check on Mugabe and Castro and Pinochet and Saddam Hussein and some of these others, we would have a pattern here. They don't like independent thinkers, and neither do career politicians like cats.
And just to you know, put a not too fine a point on it, as much as you hate the internet and things online, we should remind people they want to find out more about you and some of your positions. There is kinkyfreeman.com as a website, but that's just, I guess, coincidental. But
well, that's something we have to use or have to deal with it. But I wouldn't if I didn't have to get elected. Yeah, the website is the way you can volunteer. We have over 15,000 volunteers already through the website.
And Kiki, Dr. Conrad, thank you so much for calling in and speaking with us today and giving that information to us.
Okay, thanks. Good luck, Kinky.
Thanks, Doc.
Bye.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. You're fine Americans out there. You're doing the right thing. That's great.
So, Kinky, you seem to be putting more and more distance between the Kinky Friedman for governor and other maybe comedic campaign juggernauts as Pat Paulson for president, Alice Cooper for governor, Jello Biafra for mayor, Arnold Schwarzenegger for governor. Oops, wait, sorry, that was like supposed to be serious. But there actually is a direct link to your campaign and that of Jesse Ventura's successful bid, right, for governor of Minnesota?
That's absolutely right. Jesse Ventura was a true independent who believed the American dream was still alive. He believed that that the guy with the most money shouldn't always win. And Jesse's only problem was he didn't realize that wrestling is real and politics is fixed. we hired Jesse's campaign consultant, Bill Hilsman, and his campaign manager, the guy who got him into the race in the first place and who ran his campaign.
Is that
Senator Dean Barkley?
Dean Barkley, right, right.
And,
so.
And they're both down in Texas now steering the campaign, and it's really catching fire because people are understanding that I'm for the little fellers, not the Rockefellers.
That's
important in Texas. It's important everywhere.
So really, this actually looks like we have another caller, Kinky. Hold on, let's hi, you're on the air live on KCI with Kinky Friedman.
Oh, hello. First of all, congratulations on running for governor, and good luck with that, and good thank you for all your good work that you've done. And I have a question about if you accept donations or how exactly the sanctuary is funded.
Okay, I didn't hear the question.
Do you accept donations for the campaign, or was it for the rescue ranch?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, I missed yes, which it was.
Donations can be made through kinkyfriedman.com. They're pouring in from all over the country. In fact, we just got a $100 check from Sergeant Tommy Nelson at Talil Air Base in Iraq. And at the bottom of the check, he wrote, "God bless Texas." And Texas, I'm telling you, you know, in California, I lived there for a while, and I love the place. But Texas is beloved by the children of the world, and that's why it's important. And the image of the cowboy has taken a beating lately. And I want to refurbish that. I want to make that Lone Star shine again.
That's awesome. I also had a question. Do people come and volunteer there, or how does that work?
No, absolutely they can. The website will get directly to campaign headquarters in Austin. And as I say, 15,000 volunteers are going to get us, I think, all kinds of street teams will be organized for March 06, the big petition drive. We're calling that thing a circus with a purpose. And we've got Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson. And, by the way, before we get into anything else, we should mention about the slaughter of wild horses, which has become a campaign issue.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, I didn't realize.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that we talked about that a lot. In fact, very recently on Talk Animals. By all means, what's your view on that, Kinky?
Well, yeah, I mean, mine is pretty predictable, but it's an outraged view that two slaughterhouses are operating as this interview is occurring in Texas right now.
Mm-hmm.
And horses are being shipped and trucked and to Texas from all over, you know, from the wilds, from Nevada, from Montana, from Wyoming, places like that. They're being slaughtered in Texas and other states. Illinois is another one. And they're being shipped to the wonderful French and Japanese consumption areas,
right,
sold for money, and
where it's
killed in Texas. And Willie Nelson and I are very big. This is un-American. You talk about something that's un-American. Now, this is really rotten, and we want to shut those slaughterhouses down. And the way to do it is not through this legislature, because our capital is the biggest, tallest capital in the country, of course, in Texas. And it was built for giants and inhabited by midgets. And all they care about is a cheerleading bill or things like that that make us a laughingstock. So this would be done with spiritual lifting, by shining a light in the darkness and letting every Texan know that these wild horses are being trucked to Texas and slaughtered here and sold to the French. And I believe that once everybody knows that, we're going to shut them down. The people will.
And also, Kinky, isn't a big problem with that the auctions that they have where, and this term still makes me shudder when I first heard it, but there are so-called kill agents that bid on these horses, and then the next thing you know, they're off to the slaughterhouse.
And now the, I know the Congress is working on this, right?
Yeah,
but apparently
exactly.
It's still, I mean, who would be for a kill agent purchasing a wild horses?
Well, that part isn't necessarily made known or made public, but I mean, you read about
you
auctions.
Don't know who's a kill agent,
right,
and who's not.
It sounds
right.
Innocent. Yeah. Hey, there's an auction. I'm going to take these horses to my ranch. Well, not really.
It's kind of like love. I mean, you're never sure what you're going to get, but I think this is a big dream of mine. If we can do something, if we're going to affect a change like that in a place like Texas, I mean, it will really have reverberations around the country.
Well, so Kinky, do you have sort of one foot in the territory of, hey, this will be a hoot and a good way to call attention to some important issues, and you know, on the other hand, a foot in the more serious, ambitious turf of, I can win this thing, maybe. I want to win it, and I can do a tremendous amount of good for Texas as its next governor. I mean, how, really, at the end of the day, how serious is your ambition here?
Mine is, I say, getting very committed. I don't use the word serious, really. I like to keep a light hand on the tiller.
Right.
But 9% of our eligible voters voted in the last gubernatorial race. So 71% of them didn't want empty suits and empty dresses to run the state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the percentage we're going after. So 29% voted in Texas. 58% of Iraqis voted in their election, to give you an example. And I think the vast majority of Texans are really fed up. Our governor has a lot of Gray Davis material to him. He's Gray Davis without the personality.
Okay, well, that one I'm going to stitch into a sample this afternoon. But speaking of your governor, I think Rick Perry has, about a 50% approval rating at best right now?
Yeah, I think that's plummeted. That's dropped a lot. He's got a fine head of hair, is what he's got, and this is bigger than Rick Perry. It's not about Rick Perry,
right? But
it's about politics as usual,
right?
And that's kind of what we're running against. Because you watch when November 06 comes around, and we get 45% of the vote turns out, the Democratic and Republican leaders are going to say, "Oh my God, where did these people come from? Who the hell are they?" They're not going to be happy about democracy bringing more people into the voting process, and that's, in other words, they're stifling democracy at the same time as it's starting to grow in Ukraine and Lebanon and places like that.
But as far as you know, one of the ways that this might partly on its own diverge from politics as usual is with Perry 50% approval rating. I don't know if I gather Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson may throw her hat in the ring, and there's
twice the man he is. Yeah.
Okay. Right. But if that happens, I mean, that could be sort of a bloody mess. And especially, I think there's even Carol Strayhorn thinking of even of entering the race at some point. So if two, much less three of them are in.
Duncan, you know far too much about Texas politics to be good for your health and all that.
We have a big foot in Austin, Texas. We love Austin, but that's a whole nother.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
But,
that would be Kay Bailey and Perry would be the Texas death match.
Yeah.
That would, I think, finish off the Republican Party in Texas, at least for this cycle.
And then Kiki Friedman sneaks right into the governor's office.
That's right, and if an independent is elected governor of Texas, you will see blue bonnets springing up all over America. The blue bonnets of Texas independence. And what better place for it to happen than the Lone Star State?
Well, we're in our remembrance. This is Talking Animals on KCR. Our guest is Kinky Friedman. If you'd like to ask him a question before we bid him adieu and get him back to the Vegas gambling action, you can please call in at 949-824-5824. So just on a couple other quick notes, because I think some things we got to touch on before we let you go. How can we cover this much ground of Texas politics and not ask your view of Tom DeLay?
Oh, Tom DeLay. Well, Tom DeLay is a politician.
First time I've heard Kinky Friedman speechless for one sec.
He's not a cowboy, and his handshake is not the law of the land. When you ask a politician a question, he thinks insert lie here, and I'm much more of a pilgrim to politics. That's why Karen Hughes called me the governor of the animals, and if the governor of the animals gets a chance to preside over Texas for 4 years, things are going to be very different.
Yeah. Well, just on a couple other notes that touch on your careers before your budding political career, tell us how you decided to effectively end your series of mystery novels by, in the most recent book, 10 Little New Yorkers, killing off your main character, a private eye by the name of Kinky Friedman. How did you possibly do that?
Well, it's a literary suicide. It's never very pleasant. But I did it in a manner of Sherlock Holmes at Reichenbach Falls. That's my 17th mystery novel that I've churned out. I mean, carefully crafted.
Right.
And I'm pretty well through with that. There's a nonfiction book that's just coming out this month called Texas Hold'em.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in a manger, died in the saddle, and came back as a horny toad. And this book features cartoons by the great paralyzed genius of John Callahan.
Oh, my God. Great.
And he's magnificent.
Wow.
In the book. So Texas Hold'em is just coming out, and I'm looking forward to winning this thing and then having a listed phone number. I want to be the first governor with a listed phone number that people can call. I want to keep the customer satisfied, and I think it'd be a great day for Texas if an independent wins. Duncan, I asked myself one thing: WWWRD, what would Will Rogers do?
I see. Do you have a bracelet that says that by any chance, or no?
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
We've got a lot of campaign material, though.
No, absolutely.
People can get all that stuff on kinkyfriedman.com, and we sure appreciate your help out there in California.
For sure. And one last thing that I also think we'd be remiss to not at least ask about. How often do you still play music, Kinky? I mean, do you still play or even write songs, or do you have time these days?
No, I'm pretty busy working for the people of Texas. And,
right.
I haven't been performing much anymore. I was always kind of, I'm not like Willie or Lyle Lovett or Dwight Yoakam, these people that love music, love performing. I've always been ambivalent about performing, and so recently I've come to the conclusion that anyone who uses the word ambivalent should never have been a country singer in the first place.
I see. That immediately sort of disqualifies them, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to kind of fail at one thing before you can succeed at another. So. We're moving from politics, music to literature to politics, and I must say that I've met so many Texans in my travels, and I believe I'm more in tune with them than any politician out there.
Me too. The politician
and
the people.
I have affidavits from 2,500 sheep.
All right, I'm going to let that one go by. But so, Kinky, I think we have just about reached the end of our time here. But, thank you so much for joining us today on Talking Animals. And we wish you good luck. We want to remind people again, it's kinkyfriedman.com. And back to the animal sanctuary, it's utopiarescue.com. And good luck, and we'll be watching this race very closely here from California.
And, Duncan, you guys keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, Kinky. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. That was Kinky Friedman. I want to thank him one more time for joining us and talking. If you're listening in Texas, of course, you can track his gubernatorial bid and vote for him there. But otherwise, you can track all things Kinky, including the campaign and some of the information we touched on at www.kinkyfriedman.com. KUCI.com. I'm Duncan Strauss. You are listening to Talking Animals on KUCI in Irvine, 88.9 FM, streaming live on the internet at KUCI.org. It's time now to proceed to name that animal tune. Again, this is pretty much like any version of Name That Tune you'd care to mention, except in this game, the tunes are always animal-related. So I'll play a snippet of this tune, and there'll be a prize. Did he say prize? Why, yes, he did. And the same prizes that we mentioned earlier in the show with the Animal News Quiz. And if you're the first caller who correctly identifies the song, then one of those prizes will be yours for the choosing. So as soon as you recognize this animal tune, call us at 949-824-5824, 949-UCI-KUCI. And one of those prizes could be in your hands. Just name the animal tune and Talking Animals here on KUCI. Can you name that animal tune? All right. You still have time. We've got a couple more minutes here, and you could call it in at 949-824-5824. Oh, wait. Maybe we have someone guessing right now. Hi, you're on the air live on KUCI.
Yeah, Fly Like an Eagle.
Wow. All right. Straight, that's very Joe Friday of you, but who is this?
Jim.
Jim? And where are you calling from, Jim?
Santa Monica.
Cool. And do you have any animals that live with you?
Six.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm not sure we're getting the straight scoop from Jim, but if we are, please email us at talkinganimals@AOL.com, and we will sort out which prize you would like and how best to get it to you. So thanks for playing Name the Animal Tune on Talking Animals today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we have just about reached now the end of this week's edition of Talking Animals. I want to remind you that the views and opinions expressed in the show are not necessarily those of KUCI, UCI, or the University of California Board of Regents. I want to again thank our guest, Kinky Friedman. One last time, the website is kinkyfriedman.com. I also want to thank you all for listening and for the phone calls we received. I hope you join us next Monday, June 6th, when our guest will be Jane Hoffman, president of the Mayor's Alliance for New York City's Animals, which brings together more than 60 nonprofit animal care groups with a collective goal to make New York City no-kill in 5 years. By the way, other great public affairs shows on KUCI include Just Today Alone, the Serena Sharp Show, which of course precedes Talking Animals. Then at 5 p.m. we offer Counterspin, followed at 5:30 by Planetary Radio with Matt Kaplan. And that's just Monday, folks. There's great public affairs programming and talk shows like this each weekday, 8 to 9 and 9 to 10 in the morning, and again from 5 to 6 in the afternoon. Again, I want to urge you to check out our website, talkinganimals.net, and when you get there, please sign up for our email list so we can alert you to guest bookings and other events and announcements. Also, I encourage you to email me with any comments, guest suggestions, ideas about show topics, songs, comedy bits, news stories, and anything else you'd like to pass along at talkinganimals@AOL.com. I really look forward to hearing from you. No, I'm serious. I really, really do. Please stay tuned for Jeff Scott on the Blues Disease. His great, great blues show here on KUCI. Coming up momentarily, this has been Duncan Strauss with Talking Animals on 88.9 FM KUCI in Irvine. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. And as always, we're going to close things out here with an animal-related tune. This is Split Lip Rayfield. That's right. You heard me. Split Lip Rayfield with a song called Blue Tick Hound on KUCI. We'll see you, Tesha, next week on Talking Animals.